Blog Talk Radio.
Because God's trying to tell you I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time, but will you push your name and tell them God said he's going to do it this week? God said he's going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. If you was going to shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I got to get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God going to respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's going to happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslap. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. Come on. I'm going to do it this week. Talking, that's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do, it's going to happen. Push your neighbor, tell him you better say something or get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. Come on. Hebrews. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. Just you ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some... Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise him. I feel that in my spirit. By the time you get in your car. Whatever you want to do, Jesus. However you want to fix it, Lord. Yeah. Ah, Lord. Ah, Lord. Come on, let's go. I feel churchy and I got to preach some of y'all. Some of y'all don't need a breakthrough. You just came to get a word. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say, I need a breakthrough. come on, get your Bible. You need a... Get your Bible.
Anybody in here dependent on Jesus? I mean, like, totally dependent on Jesus. And there's no point without him. It's a waste of time without him, right? Yeah. Feel free to sing with us. The song is simple. It says,
tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. Can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. No, I can't live without you. So here's my heart, here's my mind. I give you my soul, Lord. I need you to take control. Cause I tried it on, tried it on my own, but what I found is I can't make it. So tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you, Lord. I can't live without you. And Lord, I'm desperate tonight. I can't live without you. And I can't move without you, no. Oh, Lord, I can't even breathe without you. But where would we be without you? Oh, where would we be without you? Lord, where would we be without you? Lord, I'm a lost cause without you. I can't even breathe without you, Lord. I can't even think without you, Lord. There's no need. Oh, so bad. What can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Come on, let's sing out. So tell me, what can I do? I can't live. Oh, oh, I can't live. Come on, sing it out and say, oh, 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 oh. Lord, we're crying out from our hearts, 'cause we need you today. Oh,
Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. Welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Chief Apostle Donnell Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. Is what we do on a day-to-day basis. And we're just excited about what the Lord has to bring on this morning, to bring to the broadcast, to bring to the world on this morning. Listen, remember to share that number. Call a friend and tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. And you can do that by giving them this number. It's 563-999-3628. Press 1, and we will be glad to connect you guys in and let you guys listen in. If you need prayer, maybe you just want to share how the broadcast has blessed you. Maybe you just want to come on in and just express what the Lord has laid on your heart on today. So we just want to say thank you for all of you guys that are listening in to the via worldwide web, as they call it back in the day. Yeah, I just told my age. It's good. We all agree, though. Listen, we're going to go ahead and listen in on through the web. But listen, we are live. So you can call in again. That number is 563-999-3628. You press the 1, and we'll connect us to you. If you want to have prayer, again, if you just want to share your testimony, maybe you just want to share how the broadcast is blessing you. And as always, we're right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. You know how we do it. We're going to go in effectual fervent prayer, and we're going to share our scripture. And we have a fantastic guest with us on today. I'm telling you, you're going, listen, if you have not had an opportunity to hear this great man of God, I promise you, you are in for a treat on this morning. I'm telling you, he's going to give you he's not going to give you what you want. He's going to give you what you need. He's going to strengthen you, strengthen us as men, strengthen us as the brotherhood. He's going to give us the power to go on and press on in our journey. Amen. So listen, let us go into effectual fervent prayer. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity of prayer. God, we thank you for this opportunity to come and to share and to break the bread of life, oh God. God, with these, your people that are under the sound of our voice. Father God, we thank you, God, just for being God and being God all by yourself. God, we thank you that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. We trust you beyond what we see. We know that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. And the purpose, oh God, that is being made manifest even now in the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. We also want to make sure that we acknowledge those countries that are listening in. And watch this here. Watch this here. We're going to take a real quick commercial break. We're going to acknowledge those countries, and we'll be right back.
This song is for those that know without a doubt in their mind, I made it out all right. I made it out all right. I made it out all right.
Amen, amen. We made it out all right. We made it out all right. Thank God, thank God, thank God. We thank God for all of his graces and his mercies and his tender covering over our life. We want to just say thank you for just being God and being God all by yourself. Father God, we bless your mighty and rich and infallible name. We want to make sure also that we share our scripture reading with you guys on this morning. And also, we're going to make sure that we acknowledge those great countries. Our scripture reading comes from the book of Acts, Acts chapter 3, and it's going to be verse 19, which simply says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Watch this part. This is the blessed part. When the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. My God. You listen, I'm gonna do a tap dance on this and I'm gonna get off of it. It's not until we go into that relationship with the Father that we can experience the refreshing. I'm going to say that again because that blessed somebody's soul this morning. It's not until we get the right relationship with God. Baptism, people of God, is the finalization of the relationship with the Father. And when you do that, what you do is you cause the relationship causes you to have a connection, and your connection causes you to be in a place of refreshing. Always remember this. In your walk, in your day, in everything that is connected and a part of your life, remember there is a connection in God that will send a refreshing to your life. It will literally come here. Let me bless you and give you something to work with. It will refresh your life. Watch this here. A right relationship with God is a reset. Oh, I'm going to leave it alone because I felt God when I said the right relationship. When you get real with God, there is a reset that takes place in your life. Know that God is not only able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask to think. Learn how to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And not only will he direct your path, but he'll give you something to work with. He'll give you something. Watch this. He'll give you something to rejoice about. He'll give you something to be strong in. He'll give you something to be peaceful in. He'll give you something to hope in. Let me just clarify some stuff. Some of the things that you're going through in your life, you need to reset anyway. You need a do-over. Come here, let me bless you. You need a do-over. You really need a do-over. It's some folk that you need to press discontinue with, delete it, or whatever you want to call it. Hit the eject button so you can have a refreshing on your life. God is able. God is able. Get the right relationship with God. When you get a right relationship with God, God will show you, God, help me right through here. He'll show you what you need to see. He will literally strengthen you in your weak place and give you the ability to stand strong and mighty in his presence. Amen? Amen. That's Acts, the third chapter. Third chapter, verse number 19. For those of you all who have been following along with us with these scriptures, it's going to be Acts, the third chapter, and it's going to be verse 19. That is our focus scripture for today. That's our focus scripture for today. Amen? Amen. So we want to also make sure that we acknowledge all of our countries. And again, we're so honored to have you guys that are listening in overseas. You guys that are listening in, this is my soapbox moment. When I speak on this, this is my not very short soapbox moment. Some of us had the opportunity to do two, maybe three services on yesterday. Some of us had the opportunity to listen to our favorite preacher that's on the internet. We sit home, and listen to their favorite gospel artists as they were, as they sat at the house. Some of you drive along the streets and you're listening to Todd Trivet or you're listening to Fred Hammond, or you're listening to Tasha Cobbland, or you're listening to, I'm going to go old school, Carlton Pearson. You listen to your old school. You listen to the Canton Spirituals. You listen to the Winans. You're listening to these great singers. You have that opportunity on this show without reproach, without anybody telling you that you can't listen to that. These that are under the sound of our voice in those other rural countries, there are some portions of the country. Watch this here. If they're caught with a scripture, not a Bible, people of God, but a scripture. Let me help you real quick. You know, they're caught with a scripture, and they're being drug out into the street, and they're made an example out of them. Oh, my God. They're drug out in the street, and they made an example out of them. They're taken and they're beaten, but in front of their family, in front of their children. Some of them are even sold into slavery for having a scripture. Some of them are executed in the street to strike fear in the minds and in the hearts of those who would desire a closer walk with Christ. And here we are on U.S. soil. Some of our freedoms to do things in our churches are challenged, yes. But it's not to this extent. Let me give you something to work with. Let me help you with something. Let me show you something that you need to see real quick. God has given us, afforded us that ability to be able to walk in this gospel, to do what God has called us to do, to stand in the place that God would have us to stand, to live in a place that God would have us to live. But watch this, people of God. I want you to get these names into your spirit. And in your prayer time, I want you to pray for these countries. Pray for the taskmasters that are over these countries. Pray that the hand of God move on their behalf. Move in their stead. Because the enemy's desire is to sift them like wheat. The enemy's desire is to take them out. But watch this here. With our prayers, the prayers of the righteous that have delivered much will turn the hand of the enemy. So as a country, we plead to pray. Watch this here. The Bible says it like this. Let me give you Bible. The Bible says, where two or three are gathered together, I am in the midst. He said, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Learn how to pray. Learn how to intercede for others. Learn how to trust God in the midst of your prayers that he will move for them. That's our assignment. So let us pray. Let us go get on and acknowledge those great countries. And again, thank you so much, all of you guys that are overseas. We thank you for your continued support. We do not take your support lightly, and we want to say thank you to you and say God bless you, and know that you are not in this by yourself. We are praying for you. We're interceding for you. We're calling on the name of the Lord for you. And we believe that God will move by his power and by his strength. Amen. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Ghana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Germany. We have Bulgaria. We have Russia. We have Mexico. We have the United Kingdom. We have Japan, South Korea. We have Ireland. We have Italy. We have India, we have Portugal, we have the Netherlands, and we have Italy. Amen. God bless you. Thank you guys again for your continued support. We pray that the hand of God will continue to be on and over you guys. In the mighty name of Jesus is our prayer. Amen. Amen. We are just excited. We're just excited. We're just excited about what God is about to do on this morning. With our guest, none other than our brother and our friend, Pastor Edwin Gibson will be with us on this morning. So listen, I want you guys to sit back,
sit back and get yourselves prepared for a mighty word from the man of God. We want you to listen in, and we want you to invite a neighbor in. At number again is 563-999-3628. And just come on in and listen in. And if you want prayer, if you just want to tell us how the broadcast blessed you, or maybe you just want to share your testimony, we'll be glad to open up the floor to allow you to do that. Amen? Amen. So listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Amen. Listen, I cannot hold the man of God any longer. He is on the line with us right now. I want to take out the time to present the psalm and to introduce to others none other than our brother, our friend, none other than Pastor Edwin Gibson. I'm going to go ahead and open up his mic, and I'm going to say, Pastor, please go ahead and bless the people. Doc, you do what the Lord have set on your heart to do, Doc. We bless God for you.
All right. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Praise God. Hopefully you all can hear me well. Hopefully I'm coming across pretty good here. Something I just want to instill in you. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you. You're doing good. You're doing good.
Okay. 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 Great. Something I just wanted to run by you all. and what it is that oftentimes we as children of God, we go through things and we have situations that we have to handle. And people on the outside of the house, so to say, that really don't know God and that really don't know our relationship with God. But at the same token, oh, man, come on, dude. At the same token, and guys, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
You done
this
before?
Yeah. Okay, cool. I'm sorry, guys. I'm working, and I'm sorry. But the thing that I want to instill in our spirit is that even walking with God, we're going to have issues. Even walking with the Lord, we are going to have issues. And the scripture that I like to use in this situation and in this case is in Luke 8, when Jesus and Jairus was going back to Jairus' house. The thing that I like about it is that we've heard this, we've preached this, we've talked about this so many times. But have we really looked at the text from Jairus' point of view to where Jairus had enough faith to go meet Jesus? Jairus had enough faith to say that if he was here, my daughter would live, or my daughter would not pass away, would not die. But in the process of Jairus going to meet Jesus, on the way back, Jesus and Jairus ran into some people. As they say, the crowd was among him. There was a woman there with an issue of blood that slowed up Jesus from getting back to Jairus' place. Now, some of us, and let's just be honest with ourselves, some of us got enough faith to go get him. But when people start to crowd around and show the process, because we really need Jesus right now. And in the process of really needing him, we fail to realize that there are other people that need him as well. And God being the God that he is, yes, he's omnipresent. He can be here, be there, do this, do that. But our attitude towards him not being there right then and there on the spot, sometimes that will change, because if we need him on the first and things work through on the third, sometimes we get an attitude because it's like, well, I needed you Monday, but you didn't show up till Wednesday. Sometimes what if Jairus would have taken that attitude? Because watch this. If it was me, the preacher, the pastor, and my daughter's about to die, I have enough faith to go get Jesus. But then on the way back, all of these people are stopping him because he can't move as fast. He's healing one woman with the issue. He's got other people that are slowing him down. I've got somebody coming now to tell me, don't worry to the master anymore. Your daughter is dead. How many of us would take the attitude, Jesus, you took too long? I came to get you, not her. I came to get you because I knew if you showed up, she would be all right. I knew, Lord, that all I had to do is get to where you were, and you could just speak a word. Oh, but this time, Jesus didn't just speak a word. He didn't speak a word. He decided, I'm going to go, and I'm going to take care of this one myself. I'm not just going to send a word. I'm going to go for myself. How many of us would have taken the attitude, she dead now? Ain't no need in going. She's passed away now. Ain't no need in going over there. We listen to the people that don't worry the master anymore because she's gone. But the thing that Jesus told me, he said, fear not. Just fear not. It's going to be all right. And as they go, I can imagine it being me. And Jerry is like, man, you should have been here. You wasted time. You've done this for that person. You've done this. You let all these people hold you up. All you had to really do is just speak a word, and my daughter would still be alive. Can we be honest with ourselves and be like, look, Lord, I got faith. Jerry has had faith to go get him. But what happens when our faith gets smaller than a mustard seed? What happens when the people are talking about, yeah, look at your God now. He didn't show up for you. He didn't make a way for you. He didn't do anything for you. He didn't even get here on time to heal and to save your daughter. And see, the reason that I take this so personal is because I had my 19-year-old daughter that decided she wanted to go to the military, to the National Guard. Watch this. Left here August the 20th. Of 2008, September 25th of 2008, I had the military police knocking on my door, telling me my daughter had passed. This is facts. This is not a story. I had to take the attitude that Jerry has had to be like, look, Lord, I know you've done this for a reason, but God, man, why did you do this? I was angry. Yeah, the preacher was angry with God. I was upset with God. I was bitter because you took my daughter. You took my child away from me. So Jairus and Jesus walking hand in hand, so to say. But he still lost his daughter, not knowing the miracle that was going to take place. If that was me, I would be, Lord, man, why you do this to me? I had faith in you. I trusted you. I believed in you. And here we are walking back, and you still allow her to die. You say, what's the point? What's the purpose behind this? My point is that even when we got Jesus, when we're praying every day, when we're studying the word every day, when we're witnessing the people, when we're helping people, we still got issues. People think that because you're preaching and you're teaching and you're loving God and doing your best to live for God that you won't have issues, baby. I'm sorry. The issues are going to come. Even as the preacher and the teacher. But the thing that I like about it is when Jesus got back to Jairus' place, the Bible says that there was tumult and the same noise, and it sounded like a party going on in there. The thing that I like that Jesus did, he took his preachers and he took the parents, and he put everybody else out. Sometimes in our lives, in order to get our miracle, in order to get our blessing, we've got to put people out of our lives. We've got to move away from some people. We've got to get them out of our house, so to say. We've got to get them out of our world, out of our spirit, because all they're doing is holding and hindering us from getting what God has for us. And listen, let me tell you something. When God moves people, God will replace them with people that love him, that trust him, that believe in him, that loves you, that has faith in you, that has trust in you, that believe you're doing what God called you to do, that believe you're doing what God instructed you to do. Sometimes people are going to go, and we have to be willing to let them go. We've got to trust him with everything. And the good part about it is this. When we let then the miracles began to take place. When we let them go, then the anointing begins to fall in. When we let them go, our faith begins to rise again. When we let them go, we have set ourselves up for a miracle. We have set ourselves up for the will of God. And I promise you, God will sit back and say, yeah, don't y'all worry. She's not dead. She's just asleep. Whatever your situation is, whatever you had enough faith to step off the porch, to get in the water, and Jesus allows you to walk on the water. But when the trouble comes, we sometimes forget that Jesus allowed us to walk on the water. We must realize and understand that what's difficult to man is possible to God. God will not allow his children to go through if God can't bring you through. Whatever we experience, whatever we deal with, we must understand that God is on the throne. Put God, oh my God, when we go through these trials, when we go through these issues, they hurt. They bruise. They cut sometimes. But if I remember correctly, there's a scripture that says that he's not going to take you through anything that he can't carry you through. In other words, he's not going to take you through anything that's uncommon. In other words, he's not going to take you through anything that you can't handle. If he puts you through it, you can handle it. If he walks you through it, you can take it. We just got to trust him. We have to keep the faith of God. And when we keep the faith, God begins to work miracles. Wake up, baby. Wake up. It's time to get up. You've been asleep long enough. Your spiritual walk has been asleep long enough. Your anointing has been asleep long enough. The preacher had faith for you. He had faith to go get Jesus. Still walking with Jesus. And the issues are still coming. What if Jerry took the attitude that God, you tripping. Jesus, why did you let her die? How many of us have ever asked God, Lord, why you let this happen to me? God, why you do this to me? Lord, why did I have to go through this? Some will say you shouldn't question God. Some will say don't question him, but I say if I don't question him, then I don't have the answer. And I want to challenge each and every one of us on here today. If you trust God enough to go get it, trust him enough to go. When you're going through your trial, when you're going through your issue, trust him enough that he'll bring you through. Even when you get the bad news, still trust him, because all he has to do is speak a word. When he shows up, he'll speak a word. When he shows up, life will be renewed. When he shows up, life will be restored. Have no fear. God will do it for you. And he'll make a way when everybody else says there's no way. Keep the faith. Don't let people tell you that God doesn't love you, that God won't be there for you, that if God loved you so much, he wouldn't have let you go through this, and he wouldn't have let this happen, and he wouldn't have let that happen. Yes, he would. Ask Job about it. Ask him. The good thing about God is that he's such a forgiving God, that even when my faith gets weak, he doesn't kick me to the curb. Even though I may fall and I may not trust it in a time the way a situation seems that I should, and I go through that trial, he still loves me. Sometimes we as preachers, we hate to acknowledge the fact that we're going through a trial or we're going through a storm. Because if I can just be honest with you, when my daughter passed, I didn't want to preach anymore. I didn't. I didn't even want to go to church, y'all. Because my baby was gone. She was out. She was gone. Gone away from daddy's protection. Gone away from dad. She was gone. I've been through the trial. I've been through the storm. When God says it, to believe it. She's like, don't worry about it. She fought a good fight. She kept the faith. She finished her course here. It was time for me to bring her home. She's done everything that she's supposed to do. And God had to come. And man, I'm not going to lie. I was crushed. But I got through it with the help of friends, with the help of people praying for me, with the help of people just talking to me, helping me get myself back together, helping me regroup, helping me refocus. I made it. Now I can take that testimony and help somebody else. That's where we are. God puts us through these things to help somebody else. It helps renew your, it takes your strength, then it renews your strength, and then you go tell somebody else about how good God is. Oh, God. So my encouragement for you all today is this. Continue to trust God, even when the odds are against you. The faith that you had to pray to him and ask him to help you, keep going. As much as we want to stop, as much as we want to quit, keep going. You can make it. God will bring you through. Continue, and God will take care of you. And God will take care of you. You know, oh, man. God will bless you all. God will carry you, and he'll help you. Oh, man. So just be encouraged. Be encouraged. Continue to fight. Continue to go on. And God will do the rest for you. God bless you, Apostle.
Amen. Father, thank you for this man of God, this great, great man of God, as he has poured out to these your people. Father, we thank you for the sensitiveness of his heart. We don't always understand why we're where we are. We don't always understand why you allow things to take place. We don't always understand your ultimate plan for our life. But Father, as being my brother's keeper, I lift him up to you. Because I do know that even in this, it is still a struggle. Is his baby, not was, but is his baby. And the losing of her, God, is still a sensitive spot. So, Father, we lift him up. And we speak encouragement not only just to him, but Lord, we let him know that he is not in this alone. We are covering him even now. God, we pray that you would just place your hand of peace on him even now. That even though sometimes, God, her face runs across his mind, even sometimes you can hear the sound of her voice. He can even sometimes smell the perfume that she used to wear. God, give him strength to know that even in this, God, you're working it out for his good. It may not seem like it right now. God, it may not even feel like it right now. But it is taking place in his life. The level of peace that surpasses all understanding, God, guide his heart and his mind. Father, thank you for giving him the freedom to share his testimony with us on today. We magnify and glorify and lift up your name, God. Now, as he shared, Father, we pray that you would touch every part of it. And let him know that even in this, Father, that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask of you. So we rest in you today. And in that resting in you, we know that you are God. And you are God all by yourself. In the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. We'll talk. God bless you. Thank you so much for your continued support and connecting with the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Listen, I want you guys to do me a favor. I'm going to have Pastor Gibson to come back, and I'm going to open up the floor for him to share how to get to the church. Pastor Gibson pastors church. I want him to give the name of the church, the direction of the church, and how to get there and all that good stuff. So you guys can go and visit the man of God and come and share with him. Y'all just got a little snippet of the word that he shared on today. For those of you all that are here in the Houston area, because we're in the Houston area, please make sure you come by and check on the man of God. Check with the man of God. Come and sit in one of the services. Amen? Amen. Pastor Gibson, please let the people know how they can get in contact.
All right. We're located at 1901 Ferguson Way, Houston, Texas, 77088. It's in the Acres Home area. If you are coming on 45, if you're coming from the Little York exit, come down to West Montgomery, make a right, and then go down the Ferguson Way and make another right. Second church on the right-hand side. You can reach me via Facebook at Edwin Gibson. You can reach me on YouTube, again, Edwin Gibson. I have several, on the YouTube channel, I have several messages, mostly Bible studies that we do. Or on the YouTube channel, on Facebook, I have a lot of the Sunday morning services and things of that nature on Facebook. I have some things that are going to be coming up here soon. On the 29th, that morning, we will be having a Set the Atmosphere. It'll be a one-day, that Sunday morning service, Set the Atmosphere. And what we do there is we prepare for the year, or we try to set the atmosphere for us to go through this year. Prayer, you know, praying, worshiping God, praising God, and things of that nature. Just getting our minds set to go through this year. Again, 1901 Ferguson Way, Houston, Texas, 77088. We have service on Sunday morning at 10:15. And Wednesday night, like I said, is virtual YouTube and Facebook Live on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. You can reach me at 281-608-1073. If I don't answer, please leave a message. Shoot me a text. Because I do drive and I'm in and out of plants and warehouses all day. So you can reach me. And I do believe in fellowship. You know, come by and visit us. I can come by and visit you.
Amen. 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 Again, thank you so much, Pastor, for coming and sharing with us on this morning. Want to let y'all know that the man of God will be back. He will be back, amen, to share again. Man, I'm just telling you, the message that you shared, that passage of scripture, about 4 or 5 months ago, I taught that on that same subject matter. So the message was, what do you do when your faith is interrupted?
Ooh.
What do you do when your faith is interrupted?
Wow.
Pastor Gibson already dealt with it. But I dug into the part to where Jairus had the faith to come to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, when you coming to Jesus, you have to be patient with your faith and the activation of the two together.
Mm-hmm.
Jairus was walking with Jesus, and in the middle of Jesus walking, Jesus stopped and turned around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said, wait a minute, hold on. I told him, I'm saved, I'm sanctified, I'm Holy Ghost filled, and I'm fire baptized, but I'm not all the way there yet. My first words out of my mouth to Jesus is, bro, what you doing?
Exactly.
Why are we stopping? We got an emergency. We got a 911 going on right now.
Yeah.
My daughter is at the point of death. Sister girl, you can say whatever you need to say to her, and she'll be all right. My daughter is at the point. It hits different when let me show y'all something. It hits different when it's at home.
Exactly.
It's a whole different ball game when it's at the house.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I go back and listen to the live for that for myself. It hits different when it's home based.
It is.
I was so messed up with that pastor. I was like, man, I said, and I sat there, and the crazy part about it is, in all the reasons, Jairus never said a word.
A word. Never. No.
And I told him, I said, listen, I said, Pastor Zip, this wasn't a parable. This was an actual event. This was wasn't no parable that Jesus was talking in. This was an actual event that actually took place in the Bible. This is an actual recording of what happened.
Exactly.
So this wasn't a parable. This was Jesus. This was Jesus in the midst of doing what he was doing, and Jairus' faith literally got interrupted. I am not in the Bible. I think in my mind, for him to stop meant that my situation wasn't important. I would have been bitter.
Oh, come on. If we're going to be honest.
I'm going to be honest. Can we be real? Can we be real? I would have been bitter. When he came back to me after dealing with her, I would have had a whole attitude on the way to the house.
Yeah.
And mumbling, probably under my breath, I tell you, if my daughter name, if my Lord, listen, we gonna have some problems. If my daughter is dead, we gonna listen, because when I came to you, she was clinging to life. I needed you to come and heal her. I didn't need you to resurrect her. I just needed you to heal her. And while you were standing there, one of the housemen came and told him.
Yeah.
Because all of this, can I be honest with you, all of this is wrong. If you want to be, let's do the human experience. Now, the human experience, all of this is already running through Jairus' head.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if my daughter died? And then you sanctified folks. This is for you sanctified folks. Don't think like that.
Yeah.
If you don't sit down and close your mouth, I'm living it. You're not.
Exactly. let me close my mouth.
Preacher,
let me close
I'm living
mouth.
It. Exactly. Look,
I'm going through this.
Close your mouth. That's what I need you to do. I need you to put a gag order on yourself. That's what I need you to do. I need you to put a gag order on yourself. That's what I need you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this. In the midst of them waiting, what messed me up was the very thing in the human experiment actually took place. Servant came to me and said, "You say trouble the master. She's gone. Trouble the master no more. She's gone. Jesus and said infiniteness of who he was after he picked her up off the floor. After he picked up the one with the issue of blood off the floor. Jairus told him, he said, she's gone. There's no need to in taking any more of your time. She's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord gave me something that messed me up. He said, as the Lord looked at Jairus, he said, take me where the damsel lies, is what the passage says.
Mm-hmm.
Take me to where she lies. And as they were walking, as I was walking through the scripture, I can literally see Jairus being frustrated, angry, upset, because he came to her while she was yet alive, and now she's dead. He's getting there, and he's standing at his daughter's bed after Jesus had kicked everybody out. The Lord gave me something that I think will bless the body of Christ. Sometimes God trying to put your stuff in a medically induced coma. Gibson.
Wow.
Gibson. I don't think these other folks get it, but us as preachers, we get it. Sometimes God just got to put your stuff to sleep medically.
Exactly.
Until I can put you right.
Exactly.
Oh,
He had to put her in a medically induced coma to get all them folk that was in the room out. Sometimes God will put yourself to sleep. To get rid of all the foolishness, all the ignorant people, all the craziness, listen, all the folks that just been hanging around just because you got money. Come here, let me help you. Girl, you got what they need. God, sometimes you got to put your stuff on pause.
Yes, sir.
That did something for me. They didn't do nothing for nobody.
Oh, listen, man. Listen, sometimes God does that. Look, people don't realize and understand, man, that even though God is a merciful God and a graceful God, God will put you through. God will put you through some stuff.
Yes,
sir. Let you know, hey, I am God.
Right.
I can handle this.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Man, look.
Me and Pastor Maurice, y'all know what I'm saying. Me and Pastor Maurice, we preachers. I'm sorry. This me and Pastor Gibson, I'm sorry. Me and Pastor Gibson, we preachers. Pastor Gibson and me, we preachers. My wife said, that ain't Pastor Maurice. Pastor Maurice must be talking about me right about now. Listen, we preachers, we for real preachers. Listen, we can have it off the lips of yourself. Y'all. we can have it off of Jesus. Well, y'all don't care. Y'all be trying to find significance in it. We already know the reason why Jesus went. Come on in.
Jesus.
But look, we are just excited about the about the relationship that God has forged between men and God. My apostle just told me to share with you. He said in the next few days, God is going to show up in your life. There's something that you need him to do. He said in the next few days, it's done.
I receive it.
He says, because of your obedience on Saturday, God is going to show something and show up in your life to show you something.
I receive it.
But this y'all can't talk about Jesus and don't expect things to shift in the room. You know, it's inevitable. Listen,
exactly.
The only people that get mad is the ones that don't understand.
Listen, either they don't understand it, they don't understand, and they don't want to change.
Yep.
To whereas they can get in understanding. Oh man, I'm not gonna get started. Cause see. Let me share this, man. Let me tell you something about God. Man, God does things that people say he should not do. What do you mean by things people say he should not do? See, people said that I'm not worthy to be a child of God. You know, because, quote, unquote, because of things that we've done, things that we've been through, things that we may have said, things we may have should have said that we didn't say. So people feel that we're not worthy. But I let them know straight. God does not always use you. Listen, God takes those that are not perfect and use them to get the word across to those that want to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God takes the nobody and makes them somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
He takes the least and makes them great. I
Pastor Gibson?
Man, listen.
Pastor Gibson, I was minding my own self business in a whole different part of the house. The Lord told me to tell you, you shifted Saturday. But because you came to do what you were supposed to do and support us, he's going to shift something for you. The same thing you put in front of him last week, watch what he do for you after these 3 days. You ain't seen nothing yet. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. You're going to start getting phone calls from people you ain't even know knew you. You hear what I'm saying? When it's a divine connection, man of God, it's a divine connection.
Wow.
Don't take it lightly that we connected like we did. That was God sent.
Yeah.
It wasn't man. Man couldn't have done what he did. Man couldn't have done what he did Saturday.
Wow.
When I tell you the Holy Ghost took over, you know the Holy Ghost took over. I'm going to have to tell you that. The woman fell out in the back, Pastor. We didn't even touch her.
Wow.
We didn't even touch her. She fell out in the back.
Wow.
All I can say is, my God, get ready. Get ready. Buckle up. Yeah. Get ready. Get ready. When you hear this, when you hear this loud, you know that's God. Get ready.
Because
it's about to blow your mind.
Jesus.
Wow.
Jesus.
Wow. I receive it. I receive it. Apostle man, let me share. And when I say apostle man, I don't mean to be disrespectful. But a couple weeks ago, I preached. Like I was saying, when I was supposed to be reading the scripture, but God just lays on my heart to share it with the people, but it's about a spiritual detox. And in the process of that detox, man, we do a normal detox to clean our bodies, to help, you know, get our minds and stuff right, get our bodies right and all that. But from a spiritual standpoint, we don't do many spiritual detox.
Yeah.
And when we do, man, we have to go in. Look, scripture says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against it. But if I got bitterness, anger, jealousy, envy, strife, malice, if all that is in my heart, bro, how can God come in and fill it when I won't let go of these things? So I have to go in and be purged and be cleaned and be and God renew and restore, because I've got to. And one thing that drives me so crazy, man, is people will say, God knows my heart. He does. But correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't he say in scripture that the heart is deceitfully wicked?
That's what the scripture says.
So if the heart is deceitfully wicked, how can we always use the excuse? Well, when we do something wrong, we say something, well, God knows my heart. Yeah, he does.
You're absolutely right.
That's why you need to go through and have a detox.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
You know, I've said it myself. Well, God knows my heart. But then he started dealing with me on that particular statement. Yeah, he knows my heart. He knows it's deceitfully wicked. You come at me, I come at you. That's in my heart. Let's just keep it 100. That's the way it is.
Yeah.
And so he has to go in and purge all that mess up out of him and get all of that out of him. And ever since, a couple weeks ago when I preached that message, God has been working, changing things, lining things up, like line upon line, precept upon precept, because I had to snap and say, God, clean this mess up out of me. Get me where you want me to be. I don't want to be the same that I was last year. I want to be different. I want to be better than I was. I want to move mountains. Listen, I don't have time. Look, ain't nowhere in the Bible say climb the mountain. Nowhere in there.
Yeah.
He says speak to the mountain, and the mountain will be moved. You know, so
I shared that a couple of weeks ago. I told God, I said, why are we so scripturally? And I told him, I said, y'all forgive me how I sound. Why are we so scripturally ignorant when we speak the word of God? Because the word of God never said nothing. I said, I love the song that we've been singing. But they're biblically incorrect. Lord, don't move my mountain. Give me the strength to climb. And we used to sing that song in church. Oh, we used to wear that song out. And I said that, and as I got older, I started to realize we're scripturally incorrect.
Yeah.
Ain't no way in the Bible. You say if you speak to the sycamore tree, and tell the sycamore tree to be uprooted and planted on the water, it got to do what you told it to do.
Yeah. Yeah. See, people got it all. Man. Yeah, that's because, see, that's the difference. See, watch this. That's the difference between reading the word and studying the word.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
We can read the word all day, but until we break it down and study the word, we'll find out that some things aren't as they appear to be.
Right. Right.
You know, man, please. How many times have you heard people say, Lord, bless me any way you choose? No. Don't do that. Don't bless me any way you choose. And you say, well, why not, Gibson? Why not? Because if I'm praying and I tell you, Lord, I need $500. Okay? God says, in the beginning, he blessed me. He blessed me with a 20. He blessed me with 15. But now, Lord, I need 500.
Yeah.
I need 500. I don't need 20. I don't need... Well, if he keep giving you them 15s and 20s, they going to add up to 500. Yeah, but I need 500.
Right.
You know, don't bless me any kind of way you want to.
Right. The Bible says, he said, make your request known unto God. Make your request known unto
God. Thank you.
What is my request? Through prayer and supplication, make your request known unto God. Prayer and supplication, let it be known unto God what you need God to do. Any way you bless me, I'll be satisfied. No. I understand. Let me give you some real good advice. You can live with diabetes.
Yeah.
You can live with heart problems. You can live with cancer. You can live with one foot, one leg, one arm, blind in one eye.
Mm-hmm.
You can live. Because you decide to be blessed, Lord, any way you bless me, I'll be satisfied. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't want y'all to turn me off. I don't want y'all to shut the radios off on me. I don't want y'all to turn your backs on the Worldwide Gospel Connection because of the way I'm talking. But I want you to understand that the Bible says that he wants you to be in health, in good health.
Mm-hmm.
He said he wants you to prosper even as your soul prospers.
So,
what does that say to you? How is it that your soul can be better than God? Help me, idea. How can your soul be better than your body?
Come on now.
You know that your body is the house of the Holy Spirit.
He said that our earthly vessel is the thing that holds our spirit. I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I'm able to do what I can do. I'm grateful. I don't have any major issues in my body, but I believe in God for a complete and total healing in my body because there is work for me to do. I can't work for God with limitation.
Mm. Oh my goodness. Wow. Wow.
Scripturally based.
Lord, how much.
I'm just saying, get scripturally based. Get scripturally based. Me and Pastor get to be on me all. This is about the violence. But we're just excited about this opportunity, Doc, to partner up and to be brothers, man. I thank God for you, man. I really do. And we want to thank you again for Saturday. We want to thank you again for Saturday.
Yeah.
Those of you all, our pastor of the Abba House, Pastor Kashima Douglas, had got her elevation, had her affirmation performed on yesterday, where she is now the apostle of the Abba House. And the Lord has seen fit to place me in the position of chief apostle. So we're excited about the journey that we're going on in 2023. I got your text, Doc, with greater elevation comes greater devils. There are people that are looking and they sitting in the corners. They lurking behind walls. They hiding in bushes. I shared with them a couple of Sundays ago. They sitting in trees with binoculars and a microscope, watching, trying to see what they trying to see. They're trying to see a flaw in your plan. They're trying to see a crack in your armor so they can make their attack.
Mm-hmm.
But we know all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord. We know that the Bible never said that the weapon would not form.
Right.
And they didn't even, I'll be honest with you, they didn't say it wasn't going to hurt. But he did say that the weapon of our warfare are not corner, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down the strongholds.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
We have to learn how to believe. We have to learn how to live in the place where God has set us, even though sometimes it's painful, even though sometimes it's difficult, even though sometimes it's complex. Pastor, we have on the broadcast what we call the Overcomer Scripture and the Overcomer's Prayer, which is actually the Bible, what the church calls the Prayer of Salvation and the Sinner's Prayer. I'm going to read the scripture that we have, which is Romans 10 and 9. And I want you, if you read invite them into salvation. Invite them into salvation. And we'll go ahead and close out. Anyway, so our passage of scripture that we share with you guys on a weekly basis is Romans 10 and 9, which literally says that if you confess with your mouth and you believe with your heart that Jesus died and was raised from you, you will be saved. So today, we want to invite you to salvation. We want to invite you to the right relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There are some of you that are under the sound of our voice right now, whether you be right here on United States soil, or you in one of those rural countries that we share this broadcast to on a week-to-week basis. Those of you all that are in those countries that you've been going through what you've been going through, and you've been looking for an answer, I present to you Jesus. Jesus is the answer.
And we used to sing this song. We don't sing songs like this no more, but it says, Jesus is the answer for the world today. We could put him back in the forefront, put him back in government, put him back in our schools, put him back in our homes, put grandma's big Bible back out, y'all, and put it in the closet, and put it on Psalms 91 and 1. Just don't get on it. Just crack grandma's Bible out and put it back on. We used to call it the coffee table. Put that back on the coffee table, and put that Romans mm-hmm. put Psalms 91 out on that page so they could see it, so they can understand it, and they'll know that God is real. God is doing what he does best, and that is be God and be big in his eyes. Pastor Gibson, please go ahead on and share this morning the invitation of prayer, please.
Everything that you need from God, God has it for you. And we're going to pray. Lord, I come to you today with a word, God, that says, keep the faith. Keep the faith. Don't turn, don't walk away, Lord. Allow us to keep the faith. Each and every person, God, that listens to this broadcast, from today, next week, the future, God, I want you, Lord, not only to bless, but I want you to draw. Draw those, God, that have a desire to do the will of God. Draw those, God, that have a desire to be saved. Because, God, we're here to seek. We're here to save. We're here to help. We're here to do the work that you called us to do. And that's to be a light in a dark world. Father, we stand on your word that says heaven and earth is going to pass, but the word is going to stand forever. And God, Lord Jesus, pray that somebody's life is changed. I pray, God, that you would continue to bless Chief Apostle God. Continue to bless the Apostle God. Continue to let that fire burn within them, God, to lead your people, to be a witness, to be an example, to just let people know, hey, God is good. And God, we stand on your word that you're going to save them. Said in the last days, you're going to pour out your spirit upon all flesh. And God, I invite them to try you. We've tried everything else. They've tried everything else but you, God. And I pray that they will try you now and let you lead and guide them. Open their hearts as they open their minds. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Listen, those of you all who have a like to sow into the broadcast, you could do so. We have several ways to do it. We have our Zelle, we have our Cash App, and we also have our PayPal. Those of you all who would like to desire to share in a gift of giving, you could do so by going to your Cash App, which is $WGC2020. Again, that's $WGC2020. Or you could go to your Zelle. And your Zelle is 832-816-7997. Those of you all that have your PayPal, you could go to your PayPal, and it's paypal.me/worldwideGC. Again, that's paypal.me/worldwideGC. And again, your Cash App is $WGC2020, Zelle 832-816-7997. Those of you all who would like to share and a gift of giving, please do so. Now listen to me very carefully. I want y'all to hear me real good. When you send your seed to us, we don't eat the seed. We plant the seed. I'm going to say that again. That's because that blessed somebody. Learn how to plant, to sow your seed so your seed can be planted in good fertile soil. And that good fertile soil is used to birth and grow. Because what we do, we take that and we follow that back out. We use it to do our outreach ministry. We use it for the worldwide broadcast. We use it to help further ministry at the Abba House. We are pastors. We don't take those seeds and we don't eat those seeds ourselves. We take those seeds and we sow. Watch this here. You know you got good ground when you're sowing yourself. We sow. We have learned the importance of sowing seed, not just into our ministry, but we sow into other ministries. Because we take our seed and when we sow, we go and we take that money and we make sure that we're getting ready to do a outreach, and we're going to go out and we're going to feed the homeless. This is what we do, because this is what God has taught us. This is what God has showed us to do. He showed us to have a heart and have a mind and go into the highways and hedges and compel men to come. And that's what we do. That's what we do. We go and we impart it and we pray with them. We intercede with them. We touch and agree with them. We know that God is able to do some great things and some great and move by his mighty power and by his strength. He is God and he is God all by himself and he shall never change. He said, his words say, I am God and I change it not. So I want you guys to know that seed that is sown, every time that you sow a seed, every time that you put seed out, make sure you put it into the soil. Make sure you put it into some ground where things are going to grow and going to prosper. Amen? So we thank God for that opportunity for you guys to sow into the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And we thank God for that opportunity to have that seed to be shared with us so we can go out and bless the rest of the world with your seed. Amen? Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much, Pastor Gibson, man. God, listen, I know you're out on the road right now doing your thing. If you want to finish listening, we're just going to play some good gospel music, man, and then we're going to end the show, God. But we thank you so much for that. Hold on. We're going to pull you into the screen room with me for a second. But we thank God for you guys that are listening in and being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We thank God for you. We thank God for you. We thank God for you. And listen, you guys are more than welcome to come back and listen in on this coming Thursday. Apostle will be on and she will be sharing her Women's Day Thursday broadcast. Y'all come on and tune in to this same, like they used to say back in the day, the same bat time and the same bat channel. Y'all want to be right here Worldwide Gospel Connection this coming Thursday at 8 p.m. She has some fantastic guests that we'll be sharing with you guys on this coming Thursday. So please make a note on your calendar to come on and join her this Thursday at 8 a.m. to be a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection, Women's Day Thursday. God bless you guys, and continue to listen in. We're going to be right here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Be blessed.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. You are the living word, say it now. Come on. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread and down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. You are the living
word. Awesome ruler.
Awesome ruler.
Gentile redeemer. God with us.
God with us.
You
Still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I see seem to do is hurt me.
Background sense.